France will become Islamic country through jihad, entire world will be subject to Islamic rule, Al-Aqsa Mosque cleric. Cities in France are burning following the death of a Muslim teen who was charged with multiple traffic violations. Islamists amidst chants of Allahu Akbar set ablaze vehicles and created a ruckus in Nanterre. Also, the protesters have burned the biggest public library in the city of Marseille. Following the rising tension in the region, video of a cleric Sheikh Abu Taqi al-Din al-Dari is going viral, where he can be seen saying, "France will become an Islamic country through jihad. The entire world will be subject to Islamic rule." He added the French will convert to Islam, be forced to pay jizya poll tax, or be fought against for the sake of Allah. The video, as translated by Memory TV, says, "It is said that in 2050, Muslims will outnumber French in France. But it is not these numbers that we are counting on to turn France into an Islamic country. What we are counting on is that Muslims must have a country that will bring Islam its guidance, its light, its message, and its mercy to the people of the West, through jihad for the sake of Allah." He added, "When people see the justness, light, guidance and mercy of Islam, they will enter the religion of Allah in droves. As says in the Quran, at the hands of our country that will bring them, Islam, through jihad for the sake of Allah." Watch the video here. The cleric added further, "Not so long ago, only 400 years ago at the time of the Ottoman state, Muslims conquered Poland and Austria. The Islamic state reached the walls of Vienna, the capital of Austria, and the call to prayer was recited there. All the countries of the former USSR were under the auspices of the Islamic state, the countries of Caucasus and what is beyond them. Muslim Mongols ruled China until 1644 AD, all these events portend that the Islamic nation is capable of returning to its former self and spreading Islam. Thus, the rule of Islam will spread to the entire world in one of the three ways: conversion to Islam, payment of jizya, or we will ask for Allah's help and fight them." The violent riots erupted in Nanterre during a routine traffic control on June 27. A decorated former soldier with a decade-long career in the National Police fatally shot the young man. Nail had gained a notorious reputation with 15 mentions in the criminal history file and 5 instances of refusal to comply since 2021. As reported by the RAIR Foundation, in a chilling video filmed during the riots, a Muslim is seen issuing direct threats to the lives of police officers, exacerbating an already volatile situation. "They killed our little brother, Allahu Akbar," Islamic battle cry. "Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. We are not afraid. We were born Muslims, praise be to Allah. If the police kill us, we have the right to kill them. It is written in the Quran, here. Whoever kills you, you have the right to kill him. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. A step for justice is a step for peace. It's over for all of you, cops. We will make you all get off the Pablo subway stop. National police, everyone. But no, no, we will never stop. Look, look, it will be even worse than in 2005. We will never stop. In 2005. Notably, the French police's representative unions, Alliance Police Nationale, APN, and UNSA Police have issued a resolute warning to the French government, expressing their frustration over the lack of support provided to law enforcement. In a powerful statement, they declared, "Today, the police are in combat because we are at war. Tomorrow, we will enter resistance, and the government should be fully aware of this." In their official communique, they emphasized, "Confronted with these savage hordes, merely calling for calm is no longer sufficient. It must be imposed." The unions also stress the imperative of unity within the police family and assert that merely calling for calm is no longer enough. With the kind of videos in circulation, it is clear that France is not far away from the Islamization. And is standing at a critical crossroads, where the courage and dedication of its brave police officers are pitted against a menacing ideology that threatens the very fabric of society. Topics: Nanterre, France crisis, France riots, Nehal M, France violence.